This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. Joseph Haywood of Portage is one of Michigan's most prolific writers. He's written more than 20 books. And his Woods Cop series featuring Michigan DNR conservation officer Grady Service will soon have its 10th installment. Haywood's newest book, Harder Ground, is a collection of Woods Cop short stories. Haywood talks about his decision to make the main character in each of these stories a female conservation officer.
These short stories grow out of observations I've made while working with officers in the field. You know, I do that for about a month a year in all the different seasons that they have. Mostly in the UP, but I've worked downtown Detroit as well. So I've worked all over the state under all kinds of conditions. I work with a lot of female officers. And as you and I were discussing a minute ago, they're kind of a different breed of person. It takes a special person, special woman to be a cop, takes a special person to be a cop, but even more so, I think, for females, because there's some other issues involved in things. And I'm very impressed by what I see in the DNR Corps. They're really good at their jobs. They're passionate about it. They see it as a way of life, not just a way to get a paycheck. And that really shines through. And the main thing they do is, you see, I think women listen better than men. And you see that. You see that difference between female officers and male officers. Female officers really, really listen. And they use their brains. And it's kind of fun to be part of that. And over time, I've gotten to know a lot of them. My wife, Lonnie, and I are friends with several officers and their families, and so we're kind of intimately involved in what goes on in their lives. And I think we often forget that these people that serve in really dangerous jobs and challenging jobs also have lives as human beings beyond that, families, parents, and all of that sort of thing. So I just sort of accidentally started writing stories about some female officers in certain situations, some of which were totally out of my mind and some of which were based on things I actually saw. And this is what resulted. I wrote these in the summer of 2013, I think.
Okay. And only you would write something accidentally. How does that happen?
I don't think that's abnormal. I think that most writers have certain things that they write that they don't plan to write. They just pop out. I mean, Snowfly happened that way for me, too. So that,
yeah.
But that this is just one of those examples.
How many ballpark, is that number changing now with female conservation officers? Is there an upsurge these days of women choosing this kind of a profession?
No, they're having a very difficult time finding candidates that are interested. They're having a hard time finding males who are interested in it, because the age group that they're going at now is of a certain generation that's not so actively involved in life and have a really difficult time with the physical and emotional demands of the work. We have a class of 44 going through right now. We've lost 7 since it started in January. It'll end up at about 15 or 20% loss. We started with 4 females, and 2 of those are gone, 2 left. These 2 will probably make it. But it's very difficult to find women who want to do this, and then who can get through the academy, which is 22 weeks of really difficult things.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. I'm speaking with Joseph Haywood, the author of Harder Ground. I asked Haywood how the Woods Cop series began.
I wrote a book called The Snowfly and just arbitrarily made a character a game warden in that. And I didn't really know what game wardens did, and having finished that book, which was an accident, like we said a minute ago, I mean, I didn't plan it, I thought, what do those people actually do? So I called the Plainville DNR office. There was a lieutenant there by the name of Corshane who was newly reported. I told him, or newly promoted. I told him who I was and what I did, and I was interested in finding out about what they did, and he said, well, come see me. So I went up there and met him, and we became friends, and I wrote the first book out of that. And then he was down here waiting for a promotion back to the UP to transfer. And when that came open, then he moved to Iron County, to Crystal Falls. And after the first book came out, I got started asking me to come and ride with him. I can tell you a funny story from that time. I got a telephone call from the chief one time, who I had not met, who I heard was a real hard guy. He said, Joe Haywood? Yeah, this is Chief Asher. Yes, sir. I'd like to see you in my office. Yeah, his office is in Lansing in the Mason Building. I said, okay, Chief, when do you want to do that? He said, was tomorrow too soon? He was being really harsh. And I went, no, I can be there. What time? So he told me. So the next morning I got up and I thought, oh boy, now this is after the first book came out, Ice Hunter. So I drive up there, park my car, I go to the in check in and sign in, and he comes down, he's in uniform with all his rank and stuff, doesn't say anything, doesn't shake my hand, he said, follow me. We get in the elevator, go up to the fifth floor, and I think, well, he's about to kick my butt for I did something really wrong. I could just smell this. Walk into the office, he said, close the door and sit down. Okay. So I close the door and I sit down. He sits down behind the desk. He's got the big barrier between us. He looks across me and says, I got two bones to pick with you. I went, oh boy, this is going to be a short-lived deal. And he goes, one, he says, if anybody ever slammed a door like you had the guy doing this on the first page of your book, I'd fire him. And I thought, okay, that was stupid that I missed that because I knew better. And then he said, number two, he says, those old guys did not ride around with round bottles of whiskey under the seats of their cars. He said they kept flat bottles so they wouldn't roll. And he put his hand across, says, congratulations and thanks. He says, great. He said, you did a good job. He said, our files are open to you from now on. Anything you need, you just tell me.
And he meant it.
Yeah. And they've continued through several chiefs now, and they pretty much, I'll say, I don't even have to ask. I just call an officer and say, you want company? And any place in the state, they take me along.
Wasn't there a story, I think I've heard you tell at one of your readings, about being out there in the field and somebody brought up Grady Service? Can you tell us that story?
Yeah, it happens every now and then. A couple of years ago, I was out with a young CO in Luce County during bear season, and we pulled back onto this dirt lot road down to a kind of a turnaround. There were a bunch of trucks in there with all these bear dogs and bear hunters. And so everybody's standing in a circle like they do in the country, you know, kind of jibber-jabber at each other. And there's a little guy with a beard and white hair standing next to my partner, who's 6'5 or 6'6". And he looks up at my partner and says, who do you think you are, Grady Service? And Derek, who is the officer's name, says, nah, he's a lot luckier with the ladies than I am. Of course, everybody laughed and all of that stuff. Nobody had any idea
that
who
the author
I was.
Is standing
and
right
Derek
there.
And he didn't miss a beat. He just hit his comeback. He said, well, we got to go, guys. We got a lot of work to do today. So, you know, good luck. Be safe. We got back in our truck and pulled out of there. As we got back out on the road, he looked at me, and we both came apart. He says, if I'd have told him who you were, he said, we'd have never gotten out of there. Our day would have been shot. So that kind of stuff happens from time to time. Not very often, but it does happen.
I'm Zinta Astars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Joseph Haywood, the author of Harder Ground. Join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.